The following she'er has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport of South Bend, Indiana, and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Today's she'er is going to be in Yevamos on Daf Chof Vav Amid Aleph. We're going to begin the Perek Arba Achen. And before I begin today's halachic discussion, I want to read the Mishnah and point out a fascinating concept we see in our Gemara. The Mishnah says, Arba Achen, four brothers, Shnai Mehem Nisun Shtei Achoyos, two of the four were married sisters, Umesu Anisun Mes Achoyos, and the brothers that married the sisters, those two were Nifter. Hari Elu, the two remaining brothers, Cholzois Volom Misyavmois, the two remaining brothers, Du Chalitza on the two sisters. And the Gemara talks about why do we do Chalitza? After all, we know, we're well into the fourth parak of Yevamos, that it's preferable to do Yibum always over Chalitza. And if that's true, why does the Mishnah tell us that these two sisters, that Chalitza is in fact performed to both the sisters? And the Gemara goes on to a halachic discussion, but one of the answers in the Gemara is that Oser Levatal Mitzvahs Yevamim. There's a concept of we do not want anyone to mevatal the mitzvahs of Yevamim. And we know that the mitzvahs Yevamim is in fact to do chalitza to one of the sisters, to free the zika, if you will, that's placed upon the bias, placed upon the sisters to the brothers, and we want the zika to be removed halachically. And the Gemara goes on to say that since we're worried of osu levatal mitzvahs Yevamim, dilma adi miyabim chad mayis idoch. Maybe if one of the remaining brothers would perform yibum, which is halachically permitted for him to perform, on one of the sisters, then the other brother wouldn't get a chance to do his yibum, and in fact he would die, and the other sister would fall to the remaining brother and go scot-free without any chalitza or without any yibum. Meaning the Gemara seems to say we're worried that if yibum is performed by one brother, which is the lichatchila preferable path to take, because we all know yibum is better than chalitza. We're worried that if you do yibum, it'll come out the other brother, the other sister will be potter v'loy klum. And therefore, to make sure that each sister gets a litza chalitza, both brothers perform chalitza. But we see a fascinating thing. We see that it's preferable to do a mitzvah in a way that's if you will, bidyevid, a chalitza, rather than yibum, in order to facilitate that it gets done. Because we wanted that both sisters should get a chalitza. To get it done, we got to do it a little bidyevid. We got to do a chalitza. Because if we do it lechatchil, if we do a yibum, then one of the sisters might not get chalitza. So we see in halacha, which is, we see throughout the doiros, it's preferable to make sure that the mitzvah is completed somewhat than to chas v'shalom not completed at all. And that's what the Gemara means to say when it says, Oser Levatal Mitzvahs Yevamim. Now this concept that it's better to do a mitzvah somewhat than to not do it at all plays out in many different aspects in halacha. And I want to just bring one of those cases in halacha nowadays. And I want to bring a case and I want to bring a controversy regarding giving a get via Skype. Now you're going to ask me, what does giving a get via Skype have to do with what I just said? Well, I'll tell you. The best way we all know the halacha is that when we give a get, the Gemara tells us that the Baal, the man who's about to divorce, has to appoint Edom, that the witnesses that are going to sign the get, and he has to appoint a Sofer to, in fact, write the get. And lechatchila, he should go to Beis Din and verbally, a one-on-one, face-to-face with the Edom and with the Sofer, appoint each one respectively and have a get lechatchila sheba lechatchila. And that's how you give a get. That's how you write a get. However, in some cases, the Baal is not able to come to Beis Din. And in some cases, he's not only able not come to Beis Din, he can't even appoint it via writing. For example, what I'm about to tell you is a story that's true. It happened about 8 years ago. It's 2004, I remember, in Eretz Yisrael. There was a woman married to a husband who went off the derech that fled to Iran. And when he fled to Iran, he was hiding out, making believe he was an Arab, because we all know that the Jews in Iran suffer a lot of persecution, And he was he lived the life of a fry yid, and even not only a fry yid, but even as an Arab, he wanted to look like a non-Jew. And he refused to give a get to his wife in Israel, who wanted to remarry and start her life over. He got letters. He got even calls from the Beis Din, from the rabbis, pushing him to give a get. And he refused to give a get. And the reason being, he said, listen, I'm not flying back to Israel to give a get. And not only am I not flying back to Israel, traveling to Israel to give a get, to go through that rabbi ceremony, I'm not even going to write a letter. Because if I write a letter outside of Iran appointing someone to give a get, or saying permission for someone to write a get, that might put me in the spotlight of the Iranian government and I might get into trouble. So all I'm willing to do is via the telephone admit and let you rabbis go write the get. I'll do that. I'll tell you on the phone. So the question is, could a husband who's far away issue a get via the telephone? And this question came up also in the World Trade Center. There were husbands that, Chas v'Shalom, Lo Aleinu, were trapped there. They didn't want their wives to be either agunas or to have zika to their brothers because they didn't have children, and issued gittin through the phone. And the question isn't get issued through the phone valid or not? More than that, nowadays we have even something better than just a phone appointment of a get. We have video live one-on-one FaceTime, if you will, if you have an iPhone, or Skype, in which a Baal can actually look at the rabbis, look at the sofer, look at the edim, and appoint them face-to-face, not physically, but through electronically. And the question is that good? Is it not good? We'll soon see this is a tremendous machlokes apoiskim. On one hand, Rab Zalman Nechemia Goldberg Shlita says that you're allowed to appoint a lechatchila, you could make a get, via a teleconference, via Skype. And on the other hand, Rav Liashim says you're not allowed to. I'm going to go into the machlokes, Rav Liashim and Zalman Nechemia, about making a get through Skype and all the halachic reasoning in a moment. It all starts with basically a Mishnah in Gittin. And the Mishnah in Gittin on Daf Samach Zayin says that anyone wants to give a get and cannot talk face to face with the sofer or the edim is allowed to nod his head. He can nod his head to give the get if he's mute and not able to speak. And the reason he's allowed to give a get via nodding his head, even though he's not verbally appointing anyone, even though the chayrish need a verbal appointment of the sofer and the edim, Tosvos on Daf Ayin Base Amid Aleph Diramaskul Kulay says, the famous Tosvos, I want to quote the Tosvos, Tosvos says that nodding the head is fine. Why? Because we don't need that the voice should be heard, but we need a communication between the husband and the sofer and edim, and a communication via nodding the head is clear that he wants to get, and therefore the get is fine. The question is, that's good if you nod ahead in the presence of the edim, according to Tosfos, because we know that the sofer, that the Baal wants to give a get. What happens if the Baal writes a letter? He doesn't nod his head to the edim or the sofer, but rather he writes a letter to the Beis Din, say, I give you authority, you sofer, you edim, to write again and give it to my wife. Is that enough or is it not enough? So the Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezer and Simon Kuf Chof, Sif Hey, brings a machloikis. There's a machloikis if you're allowed to write a get through writing. And the Berhetiv over there in Kuf Chof, Sif Katan Yud, says there's a machloikis. He brings a machloikis. And he says there are shitas at a mekel, that just like the Gemara says, you can nod your head in front of the Edom to tell him to write the get, so too you're allowed to write it down on a piece of paper and send it to them. And he brings out B'Shem, the Maharadach, and Chof Gimel, and the Maratrini, and Simin Beis, and Chelik Beis, Simin Kuf Pei Hei. And they both are lenient that you're allowed to give a get via reading, via writing. Now, and in Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Kufchof, Sivkotin Yudbeis, it's brought down a machloikis, the Beis Shmuel over there in Sivkotin Zion brings down that the Pri Chodosh holds that you could be mekel, and you can in fact write a get through writing, and writing would be sufficient. Even though it's a machloikis, not lechatchila, you could send it in during writing, because writing, again, is a specific appointment of who the sofer is. Who the sofer is, and therefore it's fine. However, telephone is a little bit more complicated. And the reason telephone is complicated is because there's no direct communication. It's all via the via electronic. There's not really a physical thing like a writing, and it's a little bit more a more touchy subject. The Beis Yitzchok in Eben Ezer Chelik Beis Nun Heis Simin Nun Gimel says clearly that any appointment of the Sofer Adam via the telephone is totally null and void. And he says nothing actually was given over from the Baal to the Sofer. The actual voice of the husband was never really heard. It's just an electronic transmitted voice. Just like we know when it comes to Megillah, right? You can't be Yotzi the Megillah on a recording. You also cannot be Yotzi a shofar, in Rosh Hashanah via recording. And therefore, he says also that a telephone conversation would not be good. However, if we look in Chuvas Ramosha, Igris Moshe Eben Nezer, Chelik Aleph, Simin of Kuftes Vav, he says over here that really you don't need the scribe and the witness to be present when the Baal orders the get. And therefore, it seems to be from Ramosha that he is makel when it comes to a telephone. He seems to be makel when it comes to a telephone. However, the Chazan Ish and Eben Ezer, when Ayin Hey, says that it is not enough, and he seems to agree with the Beis Yitzchok Rav Shmelkis that it is not enough to give a get via the telephone. Just like we know that a electronic voice is not valid, therefore it's not valid. So at the end of the day, it's a little bit controversial if a phone could be used to appoint a sofer and adam. And the problem with the phone is, Rav Moshe over there talks about the Chazon Ish, is that by the phone, you don't really know which adam and sofer, who they are. You don't know their identity. You know, when you're in front of them, or alternatively, you write a letter to them, and you know who they are, so you know who they are. But on the phone, if you hear your voices, it's not so direct. However, nowadays, that we have FaceTime, and we have Skype, and you can actually see the Adam. You could see the sofer, who he is. There is more cognitive awareness mitzad the Baal of who the person is. So then, in such a scenario, it seems to be a little more likely that l'chatchila, even according to Chazon Ish, you'd be able to maybe appoint a person to give a get. And so can be seen from Zalman Nechemi Goldberg in Tchumim, who says that certainly everyone would agree that giving a get nowadays could be done through FaceTime and through Skype. However, Rav Eliashiv Paskins and asked many a times that l'chatchila, you're not allowed to do this via Skype, and because even though you know the identity, it's still not a direct communication. It's not any better than a phone. It would be just like the problem by a phone by Megillah, so too would be by the tzivoy, the Baal, to the sofer. So we have it. Machlokes Apostim, could he give a get through Skype? Dam Nechemi says yes, Eliashiv says no.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.